Okay, I think it's time to move to our regular agenda. We could take the polled item. Sorry, I see we have staff from the Police Bureau here on one item. We might have on more than one. So let's take 994, which was the item that was pulled from consent. We'll do that first.
994, accept a grant in the amount of $437,882 and appropriate $300,000 for fiscal year 2015-16 from the U.S. Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, Bureau of Justice Assistance, fiscal year 15, Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant Program to prevent or reduce crime and violence.
Good morning, Catherine. Welcome.
Good morning. This, as the ordinance said, is to accept the JAG award or the JAG grant that we applied for back in June. The JAG funds were made under disparate certification to the City of Portland, to Multnomah County, and the City of Gresham. Our award, the City of Portland will receive $210,099. Multnomah County will receive $165,081, and Gresham $62,702. The Police Bureau plans to use JAG funding for the following two items. One, to hire one FTE senior administrative specialist for the Police Bureau Detectives Sex Crime Unit to work as a victim advocate. The SAS will provide trauma-informed direct services and ongoing support to victims of sexual assault and their families throughout an investigation, during the court proceedings, and continuing services beyond the conclusion of the investigation. That amount will be $100,099 to fund that. The second item is to contract with LifeWorks Northwest for $110,000 to coordinate treatment, temporary housing, counseling, and training opportunities for individuals involved in prostitution-related offenses. Of the Multnomah County will retain 0.36 FTE as a North Neighborhood Deputy District Attorney for 12 months and retain a 0.45 FTE parole and probation officer for 12 months, and hire one FTE enforcement sergeant for 3 months. The City of Gresham will use their allocated portion to purchase scheduling software for their police bureau personnel. That's the total award, $62,702 for Gresham.
Great.
Any questions?
Thank you for laying that out for us in detail. That's great. Questions?
We get this grant every year, it seems. So is the senior analyst that you mentioned in the police bureau, is that person already employed?
No, that would be a hire.
A new position.
So are we? Is this additional money, or we're using it in a different way?
We're using it in a different way.
And what have we
been? What we've used in the past.
So we hire the person for a temporary one-year position.
Correct.
And decide what's the most urgent thing.
Correct.
Thank you.
Other questions for Catherine? Thank you very much. Anyone want to speak on this item?
I'm not sure.
Did you want to speak on this?
Yeah, I think Lightning.
He doesn't want to speak.
He doesn't want to speak?
Okay. All right, then. If there's no one wants to speak on this item. Okay. Oh, you do. Sorry, Joe. Watch out.
My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. Once again, we object to these items being slid underneath the table. No discussion. That's what consent agenda is, in case anybody doesn't understand it. Usually it's just paying bills and normal stuff. But when you get into $300,000, I think the people really should hear from staff what it is. So once again, we're saying to you, don't put these things on consent agenda. Put them on the regular business. The other thing that bothers me about this is the traditional way of handling these grants is to hire people. And that's what you're doing again. What does that have to do with the person that is on the street. What does that have to do with the person that is involved in drugs? It has nothing to do with them. You just hire people. And in a year, if the grant goes away, they get fired. Stop hiring people and use the money for what it's supposed to be used for. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Johnson.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, my name is Charles Johnson, and I think that in the past we've done a much better job here in council chambers bringing forth people who've directly experienced trauma from human trafficking and non-consensual sex work, and I agree with Mr. Walsh that the issue is so important, it would have been better if you'd used this as a regular agenda item to bring forth to this community the work that's behind the funding of this 0.45 FTE and this little shell game of work. I just want to encourage the council to engage directly for all of you to make sure that you get to events where people who, you know, great for people who've had success, who with working through the police department and nonprofits have been able to no longer have to ply their wares on 82nd or wherever, but to also to make sure some of this these human resource hours go to engaging with recidivists and repeat offenders and find out what they experienced that led them to go back to such a traumatic way of life, that the reason they felt that the program wasn't what could rescue them from sexual exploitation. So I hope you'll make a note in the how you manage this program so that recidivists and people who didn't get assisted will have a chance to get their voice heard and maybe find a way to help even more people. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else? And let's take a roll call vote, please, on the ordinance.
Saltzman?
Oh, I'm sorry. Come on up. Didn't see you. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Robert West. I'm from the police, 911. And I noticed that they're talking about having supervisors. I find that police dealing with, you know, street crime, oftentimes it's the unit officers. I think the city would be much better off having car units than someone sitting behind a desk. And I wanted to bring that up. I also think that it should be an agenda item that people can talk about. I went out there to look at, see what there was to sign up. All I seen was the marijuana issue and another, and Sergeant's towing. I feel that something like this is important due to the amount of money that it should be an agenda item that people should be able to talk about and discuss.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks very much.
All right.
Okay. All right. Anyone else? Then let's take the vote, please.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hales.
I'm really glad that we as a community are focusing on the victims of prostitution the way we do, and on making sure that the purchasers of prostitution are the ones that are getting the enforcement attention. That's the right way to do this. And then when we do identify victims, to have advocacy and services for them is the right kind of policing. Thank you. Aye.